And there was, like you said, there was only one salary coming in, your father's, yes, and whatever you brought, yeah, home. So would your sisters and brothers steadily have left school and gone off and got work? And
yes, my brother left. He left school and went into the BNI. He went. He always wanted to go to sea. In fact, he did take a sea trip, I think, at one stage. But he, oh yes, he, no, that was Charlotte, I think. Charlotte also went to sea. Gerald went to sea on trading ships. But he eventually came back and got into the BNI. But there was another brother, a younger brother, Charlotte. And Charlotte went off to England. And he was away for 20 years. And we didn't see him. We didn't know where he was. He went over to England. But eventually he came back and said where he had been. He'd been there. But we said, well, why did you leave? Well, he said, I was on a boat. And we got to, oh no, was it Charlotte or Brendan now that skip boat at Cork? It could have been Brendan. It could have been the older one, Gerald. He got to Cork and he left, skipped the ship.
How do you mean skipped the ship?
He left it. Oh, and yes, because he said, well, Daddy said, well, why did you leave? Well, he said, there was an animal gang in Dublin. One of these awful gangs that go around Dublin, you know, now. I don't know what they call them now, but there was an animal gang. And that was what they were called, the animal gang. And they were in Dublin. They were ready for any mischief. And there was one place they were, and they were coming in near the port, and one of them got a hold of Charlotte's coat and flung it out onto the landing stage, and somebody else was there ready, took it and away with it. So he said he wasn't going to stay where they were, and they were drunk half the time, and this one of their gang was lying up on deck on his back, drunk. And he went down and he said to the other members of the gang, he said, one of your friends is up there lying on his back and he is going to die. If he wakens, he'll choke. They left him there and the man was dead in the morning. And they came to Jonathan and they said, they told him what he was to tell the detectives when they came to examine the thing. And he said, I'll tell lies for nobody, he said. And that is why he left ship in Cork. He said, I daren't stay on board. He said, he jumped ship himself to get away from them because he said, they would have killed me.
So what company did he work for?
The BNI.
The BNI.
Yeah.
And out of Dunleary.
Oh, that was the P&O line he was in at the time, I think.
Was it?
The P&O line, yes.
So it was a very rough place to be.
Very rough, yes. Yeah. So, well, of course, these fellas, to avoid arrest here, used to get the ship to Liverpool. Mm. And that's how they used to escape.
So this was before the Second World War, sometime in the 1930s you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, now, coming up to the Second World War, you know, did you know that there was going to be a war in Europe? I mean, was there a build-up to it?
Let me think. Well, we knew that there was unrest in Ireland anyway.
Yes, because you had the Blue Shirts, didn't you? And General Duffy. Do you remember that time in history?
Yes, yeah. They were the Blue Shirts.
Yeah.
They were another gang that rose up. I was working in the sweep offices at that time when the Blue Shirts started, because his sister, General Duffy's sister or relative anyway was in the department with us.
Oh, in the sweepstakes?
In the sweepstakes.
Oh, right. You were there?
I was, yes.
What were you doing there now?
Mostly writing receipts for all the tickets that were bought and those that came in illegally. My mother was an agent for a group in America that used to send the tickets through her, and she'd get a bundle of tickets and bring them in. They were all checked out and receipts sent to the people.
My goodness. And this went on sometime in the 1930s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Late 30s.
Yeah. Oh, there were lots of agents for the tickets. Mm. Lots of agents. Shops, mostly. Yeah. You could buy a ticket in the shops. And it was illegal to buy the tickets.
And the sweepstakes was, you know, when I look at old pictures of what they were like, you'd see the... women dressed in nurses' uniform, isn't it?
Up at the drum.
Yeah, yeah.
They were nurses, I think. Some of them anyway were, I think. They got from different hospitals. But that was in the plaza. The plaza at that time had to be... We actually had it as a room to work in. But it was taken over then for the sweep, and the drum was up on the top, and they turned the drum and the nurse put her hand in and pulled out a ticket and handed it to somebody else that handed it to someone else, and they collected the tickets and read them out.
And was there great excitement at each time?
There was, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was like winning the lotto today,
wasn't
it?
Just like the lotto today.
Yeah.